The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
The Animals, Eric Burdon, here we go.
Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
Different eclectic music mix this morning.
I guess that's all right.
I like it. Listen, I listen to the Animals all day. They talk about the 60s, man. I talk to my boomer brothers and sisters. We experienced the best music ever in the 60s. Not before or since. That whole 60s with the Stones, the Animals, the Beatles. Come on. Hey, it's 7:06 with Joe on the radio. Thank you, Al. We told Al to change up the music a little bit. Anything is Eric Burdon is good. And we're going to play more Bruce Springsteen for Frank.
Play more depressing music for Frank. Just to, you know, lighten
Frank
it up
was
a little.
The best. He was the best. He goes, oh, well.
Can't again. Tell if I want to go to sleep or shoot heroin for that music.
Oh, man. Or go to the stairwell?
Oh, I didn't want to say it. That's the last song you want to play in the midst of a suicide epidemic.
Oh, God forbid. Not to joke. We are not joking about it. We aren't joking about it.
Oh, no, we were.
No. Anything Bruce is great. So I would like to say.
Are you sure about that? Because I've played two of the new Bruce ones, and you're kind of like
everything. Eh. No, I could listen. I just like I'm a diehard Bruce guy, and everything is great that Bruce does to me. Right. So and listen, you could disagree.
I believe that because he didn't just dismiss it out of hand like he did yesterday.
Oh yeah, what the music you mean?
No, yeah, not the music. When you know, oh thanks Bridget, we love you. Thank you, Robert. You got
him. I am wearing.
I know you're wearing the cufflinks.
I'm wearing Bridget's cufflinks today.
Are you going to brag about them in Yankee Stadium?
I am. Aren't they nice?
They're very stylish.
We have to take a picture. Thank you, Bridget.
They look good.
And Robert.
Work well with them.
She's still married, right? Okay. I'm the worst.
She was on the beach yesterday, according to the picture I saw of her and her husband. So.
Okay. I want to thank everybody here. At the station, they actually got together. It was my birthday.
Right.
You don't have to do nothing, you know. So because I just pleasure, the mere privilege I have to work with you beautiful people here at the radio station is enough for me.
This is very sincere because you're not mumbling it.
Yeah,
which is good.
No.
Yeah,
yeah. So they got me a gift certificate. There's a really fancy hair place that I used to go to that's very expensive, so I kind of stopped going because it was way expensive. So they got me, you get your hair cut. And I got it. Did you see the gift certificate?
My idea, right?
Great idea.
But my suggestion was, why don't we buy Joe a 1-year membership to this place?
That's expensive.
So I was told. They said, find out how much it is. I told them. And they said, oh, no.
We love them, but we don't, well, you know, that's a little.
Thank you. No, so this is, I guess we could say John Allen's. And John Allen's is.
One visit?
Is it a club?
One visit. I'm just saying.
It was a trim.
The guy goes, that's it? Okay, you're done.
They give me a trim. A trim at John Allen's.
To brush you
off. Have a great birthday, Joe, from the staff and management of 9. No, actually, they got me a really nice.
Absolutely. That's nice.
This is a lot of money that they did here.
Very nice.
I mean, what is that? Probably 2 visits because it's pretty expensive.
It is
expensive.
So
what do you do? Do you join this club?
But you can still go there even if you're not a member. You can get a haircut or a shave
or
whatever.
Let me explain it to you. 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, there's a pool table, there's liquor, there's a litany of women that will cut your hair who Is it okay? Can I say they're attractive? Am I allowed to say that on the radio?
Yes.
No,
God
say
forbid.
They're ugly.
God forbid.
Yeah.
So they have all the women in there, and then you could get a little private. So I had a little private booth. I had a Brianda from Queens. Mm. Nice Italian girl.
Brianda?
Yeah. I know.
An interesting name.
I know, but I'm always attached to somebody like this.
No,
it's not Brianna, it's Brianda.
I've never heard that name.
She made it up. Her
really?
Real name is Donna.
No. Yes. Is that right?
Yeah. But there was another
Donna. Where do you get Brianda
There was
from?
Another Donna there, so she came up with Brianda. I don't know. I thought it was a relative.
But
listen, and then we had a nice. So thank you. Thank you to the staff
tip
and management.
Heavy.
And they sent a nice card.
Tip
a nice
heavy.
Card.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And yes, I had to. Of course you have to tip. They have a guy. You. By the way, we're talking about a place you go in, and then there's a person that takes your coat, takes your umbrella, takes everything, takes my radio bag. And you know me, I'm holding on to it. As he goes to take it, I'm pulling it back, you know? You know what I mean? My radio bag, I have everything in there that I want. So then you go in. Then they come over. They treat you like a king. Mm. You sit down. Would you like a drink? They have a full bar, Frankie.
Yeah.
A full bar. Now, so I went, and I'm not used to that, you know? Guys are getting manicures. It's all Wall Street stuff.
The drink complimentary?
Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Is the drink?
It's not complimentary when you pay as much as...
I understand that. You're paying for the service.
Included,
right. No,
yes.
I get it.
So it's like one of those really upscale places. So that was very thoughtful, Frankie. Thank
My
you.
My pleasure.
Because I haven't been there. I went there. They welcomed me back. And they said the girl named Courtney went over there and presented me with this nice thing. You did not have to do anything. Hey, so we have Father Paul Bielecki coming up in about a half an hour. Now, I'm a religious guy, full transparency, as you know. And my faith is strong. And I'm a proud Catholic, you know. And Father Paul is he's a priest and he's a medical doctor. And he is in the middle of the Middle East in Beirut. The stories we had Paul on before, you're not going to believe the stories that he's telling. How they're trying the persecution of Christians in the Middle East and what's going on. And this hero of a man in Father Paul Bielecki fights everybody and what he has to do to let people at least have a free religion there in the Middle East, fighting Hezbollah and Hamas within there. So it's an he's going back over there.
Yeah,
he wants me to go to Beirut.
That would be really something.
Want to go out? Want to go to Beirut?
We can't even get you to Bay Ridge.
I would go to Bay Ridge. Hey, and Regina Ajaya is going to join us. She's president of the Garden State Initiative, a New Jersey-based think tank. Very, very smart gal. Great gal. Joe Borelli, we're going to talk about Joe Borelli going up against AOC when AOC says that the detention of people who come across the border is like concentration camps. I cannot believe. I cringe. I cringe. Then a reporter called her out because Liz Cheney went after her. Congresswoman Cheney went after her. And in the right way, saying, look, just study history to AOC. Just study history, please. Before you open your mouth, study. And that was very fair. Then a reporter said, Congresswoman Cheney went after you. And AOC tried to double down on it, and she spewed out just nothing. Well, I just thought, she doesn't know what she's talking about, and I stand by what I said. What's wrong with this girl? You can't continue that. But the danger is this. She's got millions of followers, the danger is she's a congresswoman in the United States House of Representatives. So you tell me. Hey, Mark Serrano was down at that wild rock concert with that wild rock star, President Donald J. Trump, man. That was a wild night in Orlando last night. Mark was there. We'll get a firsthand look. Mike Gonzalez is on the show from the Heritage Foundation. Kevin McCullough is going to check in with this ADF update. And Brandon Straka, who we like. He's the founder of Walk Away campaign. He is what the story of Brandon.
So
explain it to us. This is very interesting.
Right, he's gay. He's a Democrat. He was always a Democrat. And then he discovered that maybe he wasn't being told the truth about Donald Trump and his policies, became a conservative and posted this video about why he decided to walk away from the Democratic Party and then sparked this whole movement. And so he wanted to do a walk-away event. I mean, we had him on the show talking about
it was great.
Walk-away
he was great,
events.
Yeah.
He wanted to do a walk-away event at the local LGBTQ center here in Manhattan, and they wouldn't let him do it. And it's supposed to be open to everybody. And so he's filed a lawsuit to compel them to allow free expression and free assembly.
It's interesting what they say when they say the left is more vicious than anything that comes out of the right, where they say you can't. They don't want free thought. They want to tell us, I mean, you hear this, and forgive me for, I don't want to regurgitate everything that you hear on the news the night before, but it's very, very true. They tell us what to think. They tell us how to think. They tell us they come from ivory towers, and they tell us we're racist, we're wrong. And if we don't agree with them, then we're the bad guys. The problem is they're in the back pocket of the mainstream news media. And you hear that, and it's so very, very true. The news media from the left, that's all they want to talk about. How they'll tell us exactly what we're thinking, how we're thinking. Then when you have a situation like the Donald Trump rally last night in Orlando, Florida. I'm telling you what, I've never seen anything like it. And we got to get to bed. It's like, you know, I'm watching it, and it's getting to be bedtime. But I'm watching this thing, and he was great. He was on fire. There was power in his voice. This guy is smoking, on fire, and ready to win. I mean, after all that they've done to this guy, I speak for myself. I would just be going, look, I did 4 years. I'm doing 4 years. I'm getting out. I don't need this. He is on fire, Frankie, like I've never seen him before.
He certainly seems very fired up and very energetic, and so do his supporters. So we'll see. I do wonder, though. I mean, I was a little taken aback that he had Lindsey Graham and Marco Rubio with him at this rally yesterday. So much of the appeal of Donald Trump's campaign in 2016 was he ran against the whole Republican establishment class, the Lindsey Graham types, the Marco Rubios, and he ran very much as an outsider. It doesn't give me a lot of solace to see him embracing those same guys. The whole reason I took to Trump's message is because it was a repudiation of everything those guys stood for. Rubio, Bush, the other Bush, McCain, Romney. I think we need to turn the page on all that. And that was what was so great about his message in 2016, is it wasn't a Republican message or a conservative message. It was an American message.
Well,
so I worry that he gets a little too close to the donor class.
But they've been, Lindsey Graham's been at the forefront fighting for the president. And did you hear him say yesterday, he goes, Lindsey Graham, he was okay, not great. It's not South Carolina, but he's getting so much better. Do you hear him say that?
I did.
That's probably to address exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. No, I hope so.
He needs those people. I'm sorry to interrupt, but the one thing when he wants the wall, they want to redo and get rid of Obamacare. They want immigration reform. They want it all, and it was the Republicans that blocked it. It was the Republicans that blocked it because they couldn't stand the president. They couldn't stand the president. So when he says, you know, and he said we're building the wall and everything, but you can blame the Democrats so much, but the Republicans had it in the palm of their hand, and I don't blame the president. I blame exactly what you're talking about, the swamp.
Right. Well, you had, 2 years of a Republican Congress, and the president indicated on health care, on immigration, on a host of other issues that he would sign whatever, you know, they came up with, and they didn't come up with much, with the exception of tax reform and, you know, in a couple of other areas, but I just I don't love to see that. At the same time that we're seeing 1,500 more troops go to the Middle East, which is the antithesis of Trumpism. So we'll see. I mean, look, he certainly is at the top of his game as a political communicator. And I think he certainly is going to have no trouble firing up most of the folks that voted for him in 2016. I think the other side, who never thought Trump had an opportunity to win in 2020, they now realize that in spite of everything these polls say, you could have 900 polls showing Biden winning, and they all realize that they can't stay home or vote for a third-party candidate now because they know that this guy can win, irrespective of what the polls say. So that's what gives me some pause.
Thank you for bringing that up. Mm-hmm. Why are they all over the polls? All the news, they said, with the president, how he's polling now. And what happens if Joe Biden? First of all, the polls were from like March, and I feel it's an anti-Trump push. I really do feel it's an anti-Donald Trump push when they're telling you, "Oh, he's down in the polls. He's down. He's against Biden. This is what it is." Are they kidding me? And then go back. I invite you to go back, go online, and see some of what everybody said as the president was running. And you'll see a commentator here and there and a pundit here and there tell you exactly what I'm telling you. The polls had him down, had him losing right to the last minute.
What I don't understand is why, if the polls are a news story, right? There's only 24 hours in a day,
right?
And look at all the time that's spent on news versus make-believe news, right? It's not even fake news. It's made up, right? So last week there was a story how for the first time in history, we're actually, the Social Security Trust Fund is actually in danger of not being able to make payments to people that are currently on Social Security. First time that's ever happened, and it's like people forgot about it eight seconds after it was. But heaven forbid there's a Quinnipiac poll or a Marist poll or a Zogby poll. Let's talk about that for 3 days straight. I mean, and it's not a conservative or a liberal thing.
Right.
It's a news media thing.
You're right. And just as the story before we go to Debbie, acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan stepping aside. You saw this story. I felt bad about this guy. It's some family problems. President Trump tweeted yesterday that Shanahan is removing himself from consideration for a confirmed appointment as defense chief. The president said the former Boeing executive is now devoting more time to his family. And then, of course, they take the time on the news when they talk about Shanahan. Rather than saying he's got personal problems and they don't let it go, they tell you exactly what happened. They show the police report. They show there was possible domestic violence and then it was excused. They go through and they rip this guy to shreds. Who the heck wants to go into government service at this point after the way they treated this guy? 7:20 right now, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock with Joe on the radio. And Debbie Duhamel's out there looking out for you on the roads. Good morning, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I know. Imagine, like, when you run for office. I mean, they must just, like, try to just find out as much gossip as they can and lie about things.
And this guy steps away in Shanahan.
I know.
He steps away. Let it go. Let him say, look, he steps away. They find his son did this to the wife and the wife. And this is what they said, and it becomes a soap opera. And all the guy's trying to do is serve the country. Boom, he's out. He's out. Mm-hmm. So unbelievable. And
really, really, really sad stuff, you know.
So when Mark Esper, just Debbie, the president announced that the Army Secretary, Mark Esper, very respected man, will be the new acting Secretary of Defense. So we'll see. But you're absolutely right to your point. Who wants to go into public service anymore? It's just it's a no-win situation, really.
Oh, it's horrible. It's just, you know, and then even if there is something that they uncover, they'll make something up, even if it's not true.
That's exactly right. Exactly
like,
right.
You know, they'll make it like something small. They'll make it a huge
fake
problem.
News.
You know?
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news.
Oh, who was the comedian you had on yesterday?
John DiDomenico.
Oh, my God. He was fantastic.
The best.
He sounded exactly like Trump.
And
he
it was funny and it was positive and it wasn't offensive. And I love that.
Great.
It was great. Hey, you're great, Debbie. How are we doing traffic-wise? 7:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. It looks like the outer bridge crossing completely reopened, getting into Staten Island. But, boy, the damage done. It was an accident involving a couple of tractor trailers, a lot of volume on 440 trying to get to the outer bridge crossing. And we're still seeing a lot of volume on the northbound New Jersey Turnpike up by exit 13, exiting for the Gothels Bridge as well. 31 southbound still slowing down by Regional Road, getting down past Clinton Township. That's an accident. Two lanes remain blocked. We're still seeing some delays here at the inbound GWB of up to 10 minutes. Lincoln Tunnel, that's going to be about 20. And if you're heading to the Holland, about 30 to 35 minutes in over there. Some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound through Douglaston Parkway. Still pretty busy up by the BQE, approaching the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Southbound Thruway, stop-and-go traffic, Spring Valley, down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Some rain today with a high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Paramount. Academy Award winner Kevin Costner stars in Yellowstone. Don't miss the return of cable's number one new drama. Yellowstone Season 2 premieres tonight at 10, 9 Central on the new Paramount Network.
From the Fox Business Network, the Federal Reserve wraps up its two-day meeting today. Investors are waiting for signs of what's happening with the economy and whether the Fed will be lowering interest rates in the near future. Most economists do not expect a rate cut at today's meeting, but investors are speculating there could be a rate cut this summer. CBS is said to be working on an offer for Viacom. The Wall Street Journal says a potential deal was discussed by CBS directors last week. CBS and Viacom were separated more than 13 years ago. This would be the third time there's been an attempt to reunite CBS and Viacom. Stocks rallied yesterday with renewed optimism about trade relations with China. The Dow Jones Industrials added 353 points, the NASDAQ was up 108, and the S&P was up 28. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the HOPE 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
We're surrounded by noise.
Order today.
Bombarded by information. Messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Me, 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 me.
Seriously, we need to stage an intervention.
Me, 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 me.
No, that bottle was almost full. No, but that bottle was almost full yesterday. It's almost gone.
This is good maple syrup.
I understand Trader Joe's
organic maple syrup.
You're not shellacking a piece of wood. Like, you
nephew
know.
Brett got me for my birthday. You ready for this?
A gallon?
No, he got me homemade.
Your own tree?
Homemade maple syrup from his own tree.
No, I mean, put a tree in your yard.
No, you can homemade tap maple syrup. Frankie, you believe that?
Like a line into the house?
He made the maple syrup. He did the thing, and the thing is, I'm doing the hammer sign. I don't know how you do maple syrup.
Tap the tree.
The thing, yeah. And the thing there.
They got to get you one in your backyard and run the pipe
listen
right
to
into
me,
your house.
Listen to me, Brett. He tapped the tree. That's what you do. Tap the tree. Yeah. And then it takes forever, and he made this great maple syrup. It's great. This kid's so talented.
But the problem is, he gave it to you. It'll be gone in 2 days.
I finished it already.
Oh, see, you have a problem.
Now, but thank you. Please read the trivia question, Brady, for that. 727. Here it is. This is the day. It's Wednesday. So we're gonna give it. Frankie's gonna go off the wall. He's just not gonna not like this. As a matter of fact. All right, this is your chance to win an entire case of that delicious, that authentic, and always fresh Mr. Agavano, Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn been around for almost 50 years. They make the best sauce around, right? Now, the person who calls and gives us the correct answer to the Italian trivia question, who we have for you today, will be the lucky winner of an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce, all right? Here we go. Frank.
I can't wait for
this. You don't want to hear it. This is a giveaway. Who told Joe Piscopo it was okay to invite Carol All to his upcoming nuptials? All right? That's not bad, right?
That's okay.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. He already likes that.
It's absurd, but that's the point.
Who told Joe Piscopo it was okay to invite Carol All to his upcoming nuptials? I'm not going to give you the answer, but you've got the answer. Of course, you know the answer. 877-970-2999. This is a giveaway.
Why is that an Italian trivia question?
Because the answer is Italian.
Could be anything.
Close enough?
Question could be anything.
All right.
Who told me it was okay
to invite Carol to his upcoming nuptials?
I think we may need these questions vetted from
I think you're right.
A question vetting committee.
Oh, we need a promotions department in order to do that.
Don't get drastic now. Don't get drastic. If you don't get through on the lines, 877-970-2999, we are giving away one more case in an online contest today. Just go, please, to am970theanswer.com. Enter to win. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 729 on AM970, The Answer. We got Father Paul Bielecki coming in after the news. I'm very excited about that. There's a spirituality about Father Paul. And the fact, you got to hear this great, it's a great story. He's got to write a book. He goes right into the heart of the matter where the Christians are being persecuted in the Middle East and around the world. And he fights that, being a true disciple of Jesus. Plus, he's a medical doctor. Hey, this is this is the guy that you want close, right? You want close
absolutely.
To. So, Episcopal in the morning, and there's a lot getting into. You got to. Don't disregard the polls. Disregard all the bad that you're hearing. Can we just celebrate the Orlando last night? We'll be talking about it. That was so huge. I was so excited. You know, if it was like, I'll tell you this. Let me use an analogy, and you're going to not like me for telling this analogy. When Barack Obama was elected president, and it was Chicago, and they were outside, and Barack Obama stepped out, and Oprah, and it was very humble. She stayed in the crowd. She was the one who got Barack Obama elected. And they now, please, don't. I mean, again, the way I tell you about something and I talk about Donald Trump, oh, you're pro-Trump. Now when I talk about Barack Obama, oh, you're playing to the left. No, I'm just speaking objectively here. When Barack Obama walked out in Chicago outside right after winning the election, I was proud as an American. I said, we elected a black president. How cool is that? I remember saying that. I didn't vote for him, but I said, this is really cool. And there wasn't electricity there. It wasn't like it was last night in Orlando. There wasn't a rock concert like in Orlando, but it was exciting. So you have to embrace it. If you have someone in politics as loved as Donald Trump is, you know, and then for him to do the accomplishments that he has done objectively as the chief executive of the United States of America, you can celebrate that. You can celebrate that. Now, Barack Obama, and it could I get so, you hear the in my voice. It's a disappointment. It's not a vicious hate. It's what he could have done. Barack Obama could have changed. So he could have bought, and I'll tell you, I think specifically what he could have done, gone to the inner cities and rescued the 3.6 million black kids that are in poverty. All the crimes that are happening in the inner cities around the United States of America, Barack Obama had it in the palm of his hand to fix it. That's why I would not mind. And now you're really going to hate what I say, 7:32, before we go to Al, and then we go to Father Paul. I would love to see Donald Trump invite Barack Obama to the White House saying, we've got to tackle the inner city problem. We've got to bring I want jobs, and I want you to go, I want you to go, Mr. President, to Barack Obama, city to city, to Oakland, the south side of Chicago, your own hometown, all the things that President Obama should have done, and just take back the inner cities. Did you see the president? He actually uses those words, inner cities. And he's working on this. There's opportunity zones. Mm. That's in play. That is in play. So why not reach out to the Democrats and have him be helped by them, maybe? I mean, it's a novel idea.
Yeah,
Frankie.
I mean, that's one of the things that I was hoping from the beginning that we'd see more of in a Trump presidency. I thought that he could partner with Bernie Sanders on reining in the prescription drug companies, partner with Elizabeth Warren and bringing back Glass-Steagall, partner with Nancy Pelosi on a massive infrastructure plan, partner with, but we have seen him partner with Van Jones and Cory Booker on criminal justice.
That was huge.
And I wish we'd see a little bit more of that. But unfortunately, you know, the Democrats don't really seem, by and large, with a few exceptions, they don't really seem to have much of an appetite for wanting to work with president. I understand it strategically. The president needs allies, right? And so the people that he's most popular with are the voters that elected every Republican member of Congress. So he ends up both sides end up polarizing themselves for political reasons. It's a big part of the problem is how the political process is structured. But there's no better way to celebrate the kickoff of Donald Trump's reelection than joining me Saturday at 5 p.m. as we raise money for Roger Stone. The sales on this fundraiser, Joe, are a little slow. And I'm hoping that you will encourage your vast audience to buy a ticket and join Roger Stone and me for a party.
Where can they buy a ticket, Frankie Morano?
Well, maybe we could share this even on the station's Facebook page. But if we can't, then they could just go to my Facebook page. It's right at the top, facebook.com/MoranoFan. And a lot of people say, oh, I'm just going to show up. I'm just going to show up. Please buy a ticket so that I don't pay for food for 50 or 60 and then only have 30.
This is where I feel bad for Frank. Honestly, and I know he loves Roger, and Roger's a good guy, and he's trying to do right by Roger, and this is great. But I don't want to see you get stuck holding a bill
for
all these people that promise. Folks, if you're out there and you're listening and you say, I'm going to be there, buy a ticket.
You know, there you go.
Just
thank
buy
you.
A ticket.
Thank
it's
you
very because, simple.
But you know what you do, Frank, which is really, really telling of your character, which I love? You actually pay the bills. You pay the bills. Well, you don't walk away and go, look, I don't know. I don't, you know, hand it off like celebrities.
Right.
Oh,
well,
you're paying.
If I was a little more famous, I would. Celebrities can't be.
Give it time. You're getting there.
What happened to Frank?
You're getting there, Frankie. Yeah, exactly. You're getting there. You get there. But the thing about
his kid.
The thing about Roger is, if it happened to Roger, it could happen to anybody. This is collateral damage from a witch hunt that was so un-American, so wrong, so vicious that he got caught in the vortex. Why? Because he was just associated with the president of the United States, and that was wrong. So if you Google Frank Morano, he'll tell you just exactly how you can donate and help Roger out. 7:35 with Joe on the radio. Big Al Gattulo has got the headline news. Father Paul Bilecki standing by. We're going to go live with Father Paul momentarily. Right now, Big Al, live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are identifying the suspect who allegedly shot and killed a person in Harlem last week. The NYPD says they're trying to track down 20-year-old Eric Bautista. According to investigators, he missed his intended target, fatally shot an innocent bystander near Amsterdam Avenue and West 146th Street on June 10th. The person killed was 40-year-old Winston McKay, who was walking a dog. Investigators are asking anyone with information about Bautista's whereabouts to contact police. State lawmakers are moving quickly on a new plan to expand medical marijuana in New Jersey. The State Assembly Appropriations Committee approved the bill yesterday by a vote of 8-1 with one abstention. The bill revises requirements to authorize and access medicinal pot while establishing a regulatory commission and legal protections for both caregivers and patients while revising permit requirements. State Assembly leadership had to put the bill on hold earlier this month over concerns Governor Murphy would veto it without changes first being made. The legislation approved yesterday included some of Murphy's suggestions, but not all. In sports, Edwin Encarnacion hit his first home run with the Bombers as the Yankees doubled up the Rays 6-3 in the Bronx. Yankees, who have won four straight, to move to 2.5 games ahead of the Rays in the American League East. They'll go for the sweep later this afternoon, weather permitting. Pete Alonso finished 4-for-4 with a homer, 3 RBIs, and 3 runs. Mets blasted the Braves by the final of 10-2. And sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks. Over on the Bronx River Parkway southbound, getting down into Scarsdale, an overturned vehicle still being cleared. Traffic moving slowly here on 684, heading north by exit 8 into Croton Falls with an accident just cleaned up. That's finally out of the way. Expect delays as you take a ride to the inbound GWB. It's 15. Lincoln up to 35. Holland about 25 minutes getting into town. Traffic is still moving slowly as you head to the northbound New Jersey Turnpike, getting up toward exit 13. Lots of alternate volume from the earlier accident at the Outer Bridge crossing, and a lot of people heading to the Gotholz Bridge. So really busy on that northbound New Jersey Turnpike up toward exit 13. We're still seeing volume this morning on the LIE westbound right into the BQE with that new construction pattern getting out toward the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Watch for some rain today with a high of about 72 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THEANSWER.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is Dennis Prager inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour of the key sites and places to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired by the experience. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com.
Oh, Father Paul, you're coming up momentarily, 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. I have to tell you how I met Father Paul. It was with Mike Connors and Beth, and they said, we want you to meet Father Paul. And we're actually, and I don't think Mike and Beth would mind me saying that. We went over to the office, and they said, and then after we signed all of my papers for the will, for the trust, for the power of attorney, for the estate plan, if you will, we're going to go to church. I guess they thought maybe it would just be an extra boost of confidence if I prayed after I signed everything, Father. So, and indeed I did, and I went with Joey, my son, and we'll tell you about that, too. We had a great time. I love Mike Connors. And when you go and you're worrying about what you're going to do for your financial legacy that you work so hard at, you want to talk to somebody that, first of all, has the knowledge that you need to know about when it comes to a will and a trust and the power of attorney, healthcare proxy, and things like that. Now, you want them to be nice. And when you call Lisa over at Connors and Sullivan and meet Mike's beautiful wife, Beth, and then when Bridget is there and Rose is there and Kelly is there, you feel so at home. I'm telling you, I know you've been thinking about it, and I worry about you, and I love you because you're part of this family. When you listen to the show, if you call 718-238-6500, you get a free office appointment. And Mike Connors himself and his team of lawyers will help you through what scared me to death, and that was an estate plan. By the way, Mike also has some free seminars, June 25th, that's Tuesday, 3 West Club, 3 West 51st Street, Midtown, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. And on Thursday, the 27th of June, Bocelli Ristorante, 1250 Highland Boulevard. It's on Staten Island, 11, 3, and 7 p.m. And again, if you can't make any of these free seminars, please call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. Mike Connors always says, and this is so true, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Eric Metaxas, the show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 742. I'm proud to bring to the airwaves Father Paul Bilecki. He is an MD. He is a Capuchin friar who devotes his life to helping Christian refugees. Father Paul, it's an honor to know you as a friend, and it's an honor to have you on the air with all of us here on our humble little radio show from New York, New York.
Good morning. Very much happy also to be here, and thank you for having me. I know that it's a very particular connection. We have a spiritual one first. And that's a nice spiritual friendship, too. That works amazing.
But like Mr. Crowley just said, could you hear a confession of me and Frank and Al before we started?
Absolutely, with a good cup of coffee from Starbucks, because I'm kind of dying. It's like in the middle of the night for me.
Yeah.
For you, too, by the way.
I know. We've been up. So, Father Paul, first of all, you're a priest. I'm going to talk about all the great work that you do in the Middle East.
Okay.
But you're also a professor, and you're a doctor, a medical doctor.
Correct, yes. I'm a board-certified vascular surgeon, so I'm a legal doctor. But this is something I do extra, you know, besides spreading good news.
But how did you went to the seminary?
Correct, yes, Capuchin Friars. Well, I decided that I need to, like, spice it up a little bit, my life. and Capuchin Fries promised me 3 meals per day and a nice shelter. I was like, let's go for it. So, and they're still very kind to me. So I should say, yeah, it's a very nice friary.
Were you a doctor first?
Yes, correct.
You went doctor first? About, yes. You're a vascular surgeon?
Correct,
I got these veins in my legs.
I'll tell you everything. No extra charges, you know, because if you go somewhere else, you'll be broke in five minutes.
I'm a hypochondriac, yeah. And and my faith is strong. Two for the price of one, Father. I mean, really.
That's true, but your faith may heal you.
Yeah. Oh.
You should think about it.
We have to talk about when we were at Our Lady of Angels there.
Oh, that was amazing.
Oh, you called me out. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you did that.
I love traumatizing people. Yeah. Yes. I think I'm kind of genetically modified. So I decided I will traumatize. Your son was there. It's amazing.
Big Joey.
I presume for him it was like a first time to see his father preaching.
Yeah.
So you can be
at the pulpit, Father Paul. That was great. That was an interesting mass.
Yes.
Because sometimes the masses, you know.
Oh, it's boring, yes. You have to have those stop stickers, you know, in front of the church people are running away from because it's boring. But, we had a chance to create such a beautiful atmosphere.
It was nice. And thanks to Mary and Beth Connors, too.
Oh,
it was
just
great.
Absolutely.
And you start asking me about things. What is love? What do you feel about love? How do you feel? And you know, because you see it. We've chatted. You know what's wild about you? And I want to talk about what you're doing in the Middle East, if I may. When you and I chat, and then you see it. You read a person. You do, Father Paul. I can see you read a person because you know what I've gone through. When I say how proud I am of my children, how strong my faith is, and I talk about how I appreciate the listenership and how grateful I am, you see the pain that I've gone through. I can see.
Absolutely,
you see.
Yes.
And we've never talked about it. I could tell that you just know.
But you know what's important is, like, many times people are like thinking, and I'm asking people, what's the synonym of love? And I think the synonym of love is actually memories. And your memories are all about your family and the struggle you had to go through.
Yeah.
So I think that's your definition of love, which is amazing. But the thing is, you're very positive, you know. That's amazing.
Trying, but you were
whatever
right
you're drinking in the morning, like tea or green tea, I worship you.
Yeah.
You're
espresso,
very positive.
Espresso.
Yeah. But you know, people from Our Lady of Angels, you know, Connors and Sullivan's friends, they were amazed because for the first time, I think they had the chance to hear you in such a very kind of deep spiritual conversation with God.
Yeah,
because God talked through you.
Yeah.
And some of them, they have their own struggles, they their own issues. And what you did, you just kind of, you walked them up with some much hope.
You called me out. That was wild.
Told me, I'm your God. You should say thank you to me first. That's in your contract. And you call up Joe. And he has to get up there. So that's
you said, Joe, what about the pain you have to go through? And I'm thinking from the pulpit, how did this guy know that? We've never talked about it.
Correct.
You saw it. You read it. And I guess it came from the Lord, and we just
it's coming from the yeah, it's coming from heaven. And as you know, God these days is very busy, and he bothers me all the time. So and in my contract as a Capuchin Friar, yes, I have to say thank you, God, every day. But it's working.
So tell me about and Frankie gave me some notes to chat about. But what you
thank you, Frankie.
Yes. Yeah, Frankie Fibero,
he's the
guy.
He's the best.
So what? How do you go when you go to Beirut, and you're going to Beirut when?
Correct.
Next week you're going already?
Yes, the 24th.
So, because there's a genocide of Christianity. Correct. Please explain what you do there, and explain to me if you can. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but Father Paul, what you have to go through, the dangers you have to go through just to preach Christ in the Middle East.
Well, I'm trying to, I keep my very positive view of life, and I'm very sarcastic, and so sometimes people feel offended, but I don't care, because gospel is a very provocative message.
Good
you know,
point.
You just have to
Good
wake
point.
Up, yes, you have to wake up. So there's a lot of time for nonsense, but there's also a lot of time for something good to do. So what I'm doing, especially refugee camp, and we have a lot of Christians refugees, because people tend to forget that, no, it's not just like different religious groups are in the refugee camp. Plenty of Christians. So my kind of excellent job is to let them know, hey guys, I'm here, and remember, you're not abandoned. So through my medical assistance or a bunch of jokes, I just let them know that there is hope, because you know what's interesting? They don't want to go to Europe or to visit America. They want to go back home. And you know what's funny? Because the civil war in Syria didn't end up as of yet. We just don't talk about it anymore. But the war is still on. So we still have the tremendous influx of people coming to our refugee
camp. That's right. You go to Syria, too.
Yes. Because the war is still on, you know.
You tend to forget about it.
Yeah. So there's a beautiful place, Homs, H-O-M-S. It's a kind of cross-the-border, Syrian-Lebanese border. And we try to help those those beautiful people to be in better shape.
But Father Paul, don't you have to deal with Hezbollah and Hamas?
Oh, I deal with a lot of very, I would say, interesting people. And yes, if I go somewhere
yes,
after
you
one,
are being sarcastic.
After 8 p.m., I'm just look around. I mean, like, simply behind me. But you know what's funny? It's almost 18 years I'm there. So if I have to overanalyze, I decided I'm not going to overanalyze anything. We do assess. I mean, physicians or lawyers like Mike Connors, we do assess. Mm. Like we have to assess the issue, the person. You know. So we do this all the time. But at some point, I was so tired to overanalyze every single thing during the day. So I said, I'll make it.
But walk me through it. You're in there. You're in Beirut or in Syria.
Yes.
And then you get visited by someone
but
shows
our friends,
up.
Yes. So what I'm trying to tell
them, like Hezbollah or Hamas will show up and say, "Where are you going? What are you doing?
Yes.
Who is this?" They question you before you help out someone, whether it's as a medical doctor or as a priest.
Well, we have a kind of deal, which means I help them medically, because sometimes when they have their trainings. And sometimes, you know, things go south. Sorry, Beth, but that's how they say in the U.S.
Beth is from Louisiana.
Yes.
Yeah,
she's from South. Lovely Elizabeth. So sometimes when things are getting crazy, yes, I have them magically. But they promised me one thing, because I told them a few years ago. I was like, if you're going to steal anything from here, you're stealing from your own people. Because I'm helping you guys. So the if you do the equations, like, you know, I'm here to help you. So if you're going to bother me, I can go anywhere I want, you know, but this is the place I think we should do something. So I think they got the message, because before they were stealing a lot of stuff, like stethoscope, like silly things. So at some point...
The government taking from you when you're trying to help their people.
Exactly. So at some point I decided to have a meeting with all those, you know, fancy schmancy people, and I tell them, hey, by the way, I'm here. No one forced me. You're not paying me for this. This is all for free. So stop stealing stuff from your people, because all your patients I have are from your villages and from your towns. And I think the message was delivered. So I was kind of... But just remember, my friend, that I have a kind of sense of humor. So in Arabic world, it's sometimes very dangerous. Because they don't get...
In the Arabic world, it is very dangerous with a sense of humor.
Especially
if
you are sarcastic, yes. Because they don't get it, you know, and so I have to be very careful. And Arabic language is already kind of aggressive language, the way they speak. When they talk about the weather, you may think they will kill each other. But no, it's a weather
conversation.
Yeah, so I've learned all this, but, you know, God is guiding me every morning. But after coffee, because before that, I cannot talk to him.
Father Paul, stay with us a second. We appreciate it. This is the man that goes as a medical doctor. This is a man that goes as a priest, a disciple of Christ, into the most dangerous parts of the world, in Syria and in Lebanon.
Yeah. And I'm also a charming fellow.
And I'll tell you what, this is a great guy, because you do sarcastic, but you have to joke around with Hezbollah. You got nerve, man.
And I'm still alive.
Don't say that. Jesus, guy. 752. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise out there? Thanks for being with us, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Father Paul. Let's take it out to the Southern State westbound at 110. It's an accident being cleared. We're still seeing delays at the inbound GWB with an accident just being cleared. 15 minutes in there. Lincoln 30. Holland's still waiting about 30 minutes as well. Bronx River Parkway southbound into Scarsdale. Overturned vehicle. Northbound New Jersey Turnpike still bumper to bumper. 11 up through 13 because of earlier problems at the Outer Bridge crossing. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Katzimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Morano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. More than a vacation, this bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
For more information and to register for this trip, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 754, telling you about MyPillow. This is it from Mike Lindell. You can get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, only $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Mike Lindell broke it right here on the Piscopo Show, and this offer is only available at MyPillow.com, or you can call 800-651-0798. You got to use the promo code AM970. This is the time to get a MyPillow. $34.99 per pillow. Two-pack of MyPillow's premiums together, only $69.98. You know why it's your time? Because you get a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Plus, they have that 10-year warranty. Plus, it's made in America. Plus, it comes from Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com or call, please, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. But I know you're running around, and if you're in traffic or whatever, please remember this when you get to work. MyPillow.com. Your boss will understand. Just use the promo code AM970.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist at the Weather Answer Desk. Good morning, Joey. How are we doing weather-wise, my friend?
Weather-wise today, it's going to be a muggy day today, but it's just not going to be with much in the way of sun, and we'll have to dodge a couple little showers today, maybe even an afternoon thunderstorm.
And we got the Yankee game in at 1 o'clock, you think, in the Bronx?
I think we can get that in, because I don't think the rain between now and mid-afternoon is going to be all that heavy, and most of the time it won't be raining. So just a couple of showers this morning, a hit-or-miss shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Hopefully we'll get that game in.
You're the man, Joe Lumberg. We love you, man, and thank you so much. Joe Lumberg right there. We're with the Father Paul Balecki. Before we let you go, Father, I want to ask you, when people came over from Hezbollah, Hamas, these people come over and you're preaching Christianity in Beirut, in Syria, the most dangerous areas of the world, the brave soul that you are, and they come in and they saw a picture of Saint Anthony. Oh, and you're not allowed to be religious there.
That's true.
So what did you tell them? What did you tell these Gestapo-like creatures about Saint Anthony?
Well, I think the very first thing, I was like, okay, I have to survive this conversation. So I said, this is my cousin.
My cousin Tony.
My cousin Tony. My family roots like 12th century, you know what I'm saying? And he was like, oh, that's interesting. And so he was asking about his outfit, because maybe he thought like a Met Gala outfit. But that was his Franciscan habit, you know, 12th century. So I said, yeah, that's how he dressed up, you know, that's how he, you know, he's operating. Some point in my mind, I was like, is this really happening, this conversation? But actually, yes. Yeah. So, you know, it's a very fragile topic when you advertise for Christianity.
Well, they'll take you away, man. They'll take you away. You're worshiping this guy? No, that's my cousin Tony.
Exactly.
He just dresses like
and
that.
And you know, my cousin Tony is very effective, because if you lose something, he will find it. So if you're going to lose your world with Mike Connors, he will find it.
In Syria, you only have 6 hours a day of electricity to operate.
Correct, yes.
When you're helping people medically, to mention as a priest.
Yes, because 6 hours of electricity because of the generators and the situation, the economic situation. So I have to plan everything to fix things in about 6 hours. So imagine if you have 6 hours of electricity at home, so you have to do plenty of things at the same time.
Yeah, talk about doing God's work, man. God bless
you. Well, but God is amazing. So whoever is listening to us, just wherever you're going, by car, by bus, or by subway, always remember it's there's a lot of good things around, and there's a lot of positivity. It's just we don't hear it, because everyone is frustrated. Everyone is looking for another cup of coffee. But it's amazing. So, and God is great to all of us.
God bless you, Father Paul.
God bless you too, guys. Thank you.
See you soon. Coming right back at you.
News, opinion,
passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
67 degrees. It's 7:59. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The new head of the City Housing Authority will take home a paycheck that's bigger than both Mayor de Blasio and Governor Cuomo. The Post reports Gregory Russ will make $402,000 a year. Russ is currently running the much smaller Minneapolis Public Housing Agency. He'll become a full-time New York City resident, but his family will stay back in Minnesota. Russ says he will travel back to see them on weekends. Some New Jersey boaters are never going to forget the day at sea on Monday. Jeff Crilly was with a few people in a small boat off the Jersey shore when a giant shark swam up to them. They were about 30 miles southeast of the Manasquan Inlet. When the animal came over to say hello, Crilly took video of the encounter, posted it on Facebook with a clip now going viral on social media. The animal looks like a great white shark, estimated to be about 2,000 pounds.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.